Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Christmas Day, and we're live and broadcasting live on Christmas Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. Barbara is one of the great resources that we have available to us over the last almost 17 years. We'll celebrate her 17th anniversary as a founding member of our Brain Trust in January. Barbara, thanks again for all that you do for so many, and for all that you've done for us over the years, and for all the Christmas days that
our Christmas tradition now.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, Barbara's Jewish, and you know the joke among Jews is that on Christmas Day it's a Chinese in a movie, right?
That's it.
So for you and Andrew Sherman, who's up in the next hour, it's a Blasingame Chinese in a movie, right?
Exactly. That's part of the tradition now.
So isn't it great that for the most part Jews and Christians are able to have a very strong and abiding and supportive relationship that we've had over the years? Obviously, there have been issues, you know, here and there, but in general, there's a great deal of respect among Jews and Christians, and consequently help build this nation.
Well, I think that there's a common belief set. I mean, there's some things that are different, but there is a foundation there that's a common belief, and I think that. And also just like a worldview that I think that's something different too. I mean, what's going on in the world today, and
that transcends religion.
That's right. And I think that if you look at what's going on in the world, like that's why it's so hard for us to kind of get our minds around ISIS and Boko Haram, and you know, it doesn't compute for us because it's not our worldview.
Well, I mean, you think about the three major religions: Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, and of course, you know, you have many friends in Islam who are, you know, they love you and you love them, and I have the same ones, but there's a group that have hijacked that religion and have made it ugly. And as you say, I don't understand that at all. I don't understand that kind of hate, that kind of depravity. But back to the things that bring us together, the common thread is our belief in God, a single God, and the same God. And as I like to point out to many people, to people whenever I can, is that the Muslims believe in the same God. They worship the same God.
Mm-hmm.
And they recognize that. And there's no, between the three of us, there's no difference in terms of the God. Now, how we do it is different, of course. And Christianity is rooted in Judaism, so that we have that common bond. And from all of that springs a tolerance that I think is what we need to export more of around the world. What do you think?
Well, for sure. I think that's it goes without saying. But the problem is, I don't know. That when you come up against something that's kind of, to me, appears irrational or you know, doesn't make any sense, that it's hard to have a conversation. You know, I've had some experience dealing with people with mental illness.
Right.
And you try to have I'm not saying that their belief system is a mental illness.
Right.
I'm just trying to express that.
Right.
When you try to have a rational conversation, it doesn't work because
Right.
you're not dealing with a rational person.
Mm-hmm.
who when somebody suffers with mental illness. And it's not their fault or anything. They just, that's just the way it is. And it makes it impossible to sort of have a meeting of the mind.
But that mentally ill person really is ill.
Right,
whereas someone who is willing to murder allegedly in the name of a deity,
the children.
That's not an illness. That's somebody who could change their mind if they wanted to. They've just
would think that that's so, but I think that there's so
you think
brainwashing
there's an illness there.
I don't know that you would say it's an illness, but I would say that it's weak minds who are brainwashed.
I think you're right about that, but you know, is it hard to tolerate? Is it hard to be tolerant? I've never found it hard to be tolerant. You've never found it hard to be tolerant. Why is it so difficult for people to be tolerant?
I just, we don't even have to go to different religion. I don't get what's going on with the police attack.
Oh, I can't even comprehend this.
Don't
get me started on that. My son's a police officer.
These people every day,
even
to
as
help
we
us.
Speak,
and they don't go out and say we're going to help a particular group and not help another group. No, and so I just don't get the hatred and the. I just don't get it.
I'm
sorry. Maybe I'm just from
age. And I'll tell you something else, Barbara. I'm worried about all of that. I'm not just upset about what's happened. I'm worried about the fact that it has happened. How could that even be a topic of discussion to the degree that it is? Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. BarbaraWeltman.com, folks. Be sure to check out that website. We're going to come back and continue our visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas.
We'll be out of sight. Have yourself a...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.